Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcome to the Girl Powerful Podcast.
We're two sisters on a mission to entertain
and educate by learning from women who live a purpose-driven life.
Be sure to subscribe and rate our podcast. Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Girl Powerful Podcast. We're so excited today because we're talking to Dr. Brenna Butler. She's actually my personal doctor. So I'm really excited to have her here talking to us about hormones. She is in Boise. Her practice is called the Treasure Valley Aesthetics and Wellness, and they are best known for being experts in the bioidentical hormone therapy field. What is bioidentical hormones, Brenna?
So bioidentical hormones are chemically structured to be identical to what we have in our body. So they're not made in a lab. They are specifically structured to be just that, bioidentical.
Oh, that's awesome. So does that mean there's people out there giving people non-bioidentical hormones?
Yes. So that's exactly what that means. So again, the difference between bioidentical and synthetic hormones. Synthetic hormones are something that insurance covers. They are chemically made in a lab. They will sometimes cover bioidentical hormones. It's very rare. I don't see that very often in our practice, but they are bioidentical hormones are actually made from plant-based yams. They're chemically structured very close to ours. And that's why patients do so well on them and they don't have side effects or reactions because again, they are made very much like our own DNA structure.
That's awesome and amazing. And I like, obviously, it's just even coming from nature, right? Like we are nature. If it's coming from plant medicine, that's amazing. I had no idea. Like when I became your client, I just like trusted you. And then I'm just really glad that you're the person I decided to trust.
Well, me too. I appreciate it.
Hormone health is, I feel like, a very big topic right now. And it's a hot topic because of all the synthetic food, all the fillers and gums and GMOs that we are putting into our bodies, you know, like we really have to learn and educate ourselves about like our entire environment. So the grocery store, TV, you know, going outside, having access to certain things. And so this is really, really important to me to know that if I went, you really do need to look and research and do your due diligence about your doctor if you want to check in on your hormones and take control of your health, because I had no idea that there were different sides of that. And you, as you're a dual certified hormone expert, so it's cool to be able to talk to you and to get this information, because I know you're working with Teddy and you've really transformed her life in like huge ways in just a short amount of time, like a few months. So anyway,
thank you. I think there's, like you were saying, there's a lot of things that are out of our control. We can't always pick the right foods. We can't always pick what we have in our home. We can't always pick that there's a TV or we need a phone. Like, there are things that you can't do without, right? And they're all, quote unquote, harmful to us. But there are things that are in our control, and we can choose certain hormones that we put in our body, but you have to be educated on that, knowing that there's a difference. That being said, and I have found this in my practice, there are a lot of providers that don't see that there is a difference between bioidentical hormones and synthetic hormones. And the evidence-based research clearly shows us that there is a huge difference on how our bodies respond, how it makes us feel better, the side effects, the potential adverse reactions that do come from synthetic hormones and that do not come from bioidentical hormones. So that's a big piece of, like you were saying, being very educated on what we can put in our body. So that's where I come in.
Yeah, I love that. I'm here for everything holistic and natural and being balanced. And that's the thing that I was wondering too, is since we have so many environmental factors happening and we really need to be in charge of our own lives and, you know, take that back and be proactive in everything that we do. How do you know, like, if you're like, I want to go test my hormones, something might be off, I want to do a little research. Do you know, like, do you have any indicators of what baseline, like, things you should look for? Like, if you have brain fog or anything that you're like, oh, hey, maybe something is up, I should check in with the doctor.
Yeah, absolutely. So that the thing you just said, like, what's baseline? Well, only you know what baseline is. And I'll give you my example, my personal experience. I started on hormone optimization when I was 33 years old. And a lot of people are like, well, that's too young. I said the same thing, but I was having brain fog, anxiety, no sex drive whatsoever. And at the time, I'm still very much happily married. And it was a strain in our relationship because I love my husband dearly, but I didn't want to have sex. It was the last thing on my mind. I was so tired. I could barely get out of bed. And I always tell the story is I had insomnia like crazy. He'd be there snoring and I got to wake up at a 6 a.m. ER shift in like 3 hours. So that was not my baseline. And I'm only 33. Something, and you have to listen to your body. Something is off. And then you choose to go to your primary care provider. And my experience when I went to the primary care provider was, oh, here's an antidepressant. That's going to make you feel better. Here's an anti-anxiety med. Oh, well, maybe you don't love your husband. Maybe you should try dating him again. I was appalled at the things that my colleagues were telling me. And I'm sitting here telling them, no, that's not it. You're not listening. I don't need an antidepressant. Something is wrong. Check my hormones. And when a colleague of mine that does hormones checked my hormones, I did the same thing. I was like, I'm only 33. I don't need hormones. I am not that old. Well, lo and behold, he was right. I was so under the baseline. I had a 6 total testosterone, a less than 0.2 free testosterone. My vitamin D, I believe at the time was 17. So I was completely under par or under quote unquote normal. So back to the question is, well, how do I know what baseline is? That's up to you. You need to listen to your body and determine what resonates with you. Do you need an antidepressant? Because there's a time and a place for that. Absolutely. No argument. Or do you want to try the holistic route? See what your hormones look like. See what those vitamin levels look like. Start there first.
It's an easy step, right? And when you know, we're so intuitive, especially as women. I mean, everyone is. It's like, you just have to stop and listen. Mm-hmm. So it's like, Teddy, do you want to share how you felt before you saw Dr. Butler?
Yeah, sure. I mean, I think what I picked up on what Brenna was talking about too is like age plays into it. Like, I feel like a lot of people, like our bodies luckily can like function being unhealthy until you hit like 30. You know, like in your 20s, it's like, it's a free for all. I wish I knew better, but it is how it is, you know. But I think there's so much good information and, you know, people are building trust with their communities online and stuff like that, that hopefully some younger women start taking care of themselves before they are Teddy Surge and walk into your clinic and, you know, there's a lot of red ink on the paperwork, meaning high or just abnormal or whatever the red ink means.
Exactly.
But yeah, I think it's like, if I would have known like some of the things I've been learning about myself in the last couple months. So it would have been good. But I think you only like find that information when you're ready to meet it.
Yeah. You only know what you know. You don't know what you don't know. And that's the truth. And really recognizing that something is wrong. Mm-hmm. Sometimes ignorant is bliss. And you're like, oh, that's just normal. That's just age. I mean, especially my menopausal women. Oh, it just comes with age. Oh, I can't think anymore because I'm just old. Oh, I don't want to have sex anymore with my husband because we've been married 50 years.
Yeah.
No, no.
I know. I was like working out harder last year than I really ever have. And I was still like packing on the pounds and not wanting to get out of bed. And the brain fog and my vitamin D was like zeroed out. Yeah. And I would have never been like, oh, it's vitamin D. Like that just seems like it's like too like whimsical in a way, you know? Sure. But then it was a lot of other things. But I did notice something like my chin hairs. Like those just kept growing even if I'd pluck them. And even in 2 months with you now, like I don't have to do that.
Yeah. Isn't that great?
Like, so let's talk about chin hairs.
Sure. Sure. Talk about chin hair.
Yeah. Like what's that? Like I know I have high estrogen.
Mm-hmm.
So is that.
It's a hormone imbalance. Insulin is a hormone. So for certain cases, when we are younger or older, I guess it really doesn't matter your age. If you're insulin resistant and you have high insulin levels, unopposed estrogen and unopposed blood sugars, like everything, that is when those side effects, when those receptors and follicles really start to get angry and grow a lot. That's one reason. There's so many reasons, Teddy, but I'm just kind of with you.
Yeah.
With me, so I will get chin hairs, which is a little bit better now because my hormones are balanced and my insulin levels, because I have PCOS. So I have insulin resistance that has been very well managed for the last several years. But in the beginning, when my PCOS wasn't managed, my insulin levels were high and I was having chin hair. And then it got managed and the chin hair went away, or got better, I should say. But now when I give myself or get testosterone and my testosterone levels are high and I feel fantastic and they're great and when my mood's improved, my depression's improved, my sex drive's improved, there is a side effect with some patients that we will have unwanted hair growth. And that is another reason why women can get chin hair too, is higher androgen levels.
What's an androgen?
Androgens are testosterone, estrogen, but that's not always a bad thing to have higher levels if you're feeling good, but there are certain side effects that come with that territory. Like I said, higher testosterone levels can have the potential side effect of unwanted hair growth. But coming in because they have thinning hair. If they have thinning hair, you give them testosterone. Sometimes it's thyroid. There's so many things. Then they have hair growth because they're having improved androgen or testosterone levels.
Yeah. I just wanted to mention the chin hairs because it's like sometimes it's hard to know when you're deeply in like, you know, your brain fog, depression, your body's out of whack. But it's like, mm-hmm. if you can physically see something like that, that's changing, I think that that's a good indicator too, because some people, you don't always have the bandwidth and your intuition to be like, this isn't okay for me.
Right.
Right. Yeah. And like, that's the thing too, with all this body stuff. It's like, I feel like over the past 10 years, there's been a lot of, you know, love yourself, be your best, and like body positivity. And I've been on all those bandwagons, but at the end of the day, I feel better when I have these pounds off me. I feel better when I don't have chin hair. I feel better, like, you know, like when I can feel my body and like work out harder because I'm lighter. It's just a feeling. And I'm like, yes, you are still loved and you are enough and you are all these things when you are those other people and the other versions of yourself. But I also mm-hmm. think, like, love yourself enough to go give a shit and stop living in denial.
That's what I was about to say. So Teddy and I were talking the other day about you, and we were talking about how sometimes, like, we could both be in denial and be like, oh, that's genetic.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're not eating a balanced diet. We're not getting the right amount of sleep. You know, all these different things that we are now learning through talking to experts like you. But it's so interesting where you're like, oh no, we're hairy because we're Italian. And it's like, no.
Not always, right.
There are those things though that like keep you away from seeing somebody or like being like, oh, that's just normal. Like I'm big boned. It's like, no, now look at Teddy. She's not big boned.
Yeah.
So it's just interesting. And I think like going back earlier, you're the only person who knows when it's the time to go see and talk to someone and you have to be ready. But if someone was going, like, they're like, I'm ready to go, do you recommend them, like, you sponsored a podcast earlier and we did a social reel with you where mm-hmm. they were super simple steps to balance your hormones, which were get a restful, good restful night's sleep, mm-hmm. exercise 5 to 6 days a week, and eat a well-balanced diet, and then find a reputable hormone specialist. If I wanted to come in, would you recommend me doing that, all those things before I come see you? Or do you want me to come in just like, here I am, this is what I'm doing every day, so you can actually see my like levels? Would that matter?
It does. So for me, for our clinic, what we do is we want labs. I want labs in front of me when I'm sitting there talking to you and getting a really good rapport and history from you. Because then I can see, and we can make quick fixes at that time too, because there might be something that's underlying, like an insulin resistance, a PCOS, and those are not easy fixes, but those are something that we can make changes that day. And then I also want to hear, are you getting a restful night's sleep? Are you eating a well-balanced diet? What is your exercise? So that all goes into the consultation with labs sitting in front of me. If someone can't or doesn't want to do that yet, they don't want to make that investment yet, of course, I'm going to recommend a well-balanced diet, everything you just mentioned. But when you are coming into my clinic, you've already kind of made that determination that, hey, I need to make a bigger change. And so, yes, I do recommend everyone getting labs before they come and sit with me so that we have a really good idea of what's going on inside you as well.
Yeah, I like when we met and like, it could have gone either way, right? It's like there was like more a wrong with me or like, you know, dysfunctioning at the time that I even expected. But you walked in and you were like, hey, I've got a plan. And it didn't seem like doomsday, which I feel like if someone read that shit to you the wrong way, it was like overwhelming.
Right.
So well, where I just did think- you like figure that out? Or is that because you've been like, you're on your own journey? Like, how should hormone doctors treat you? And like, what's a normal feeling in a doctor's office?
Well, I will tell you, and I think Teddy, you can talk to this too. We are not your normal doctor office. We are very upfront, honest, and on this journey with you, because I have been on my own personal journey, hence why I'm doing what I do. My staff is on there. They were almost all of them were my patients beforehand, right? So we're all on this journey. And we know, because we have all seen other providers, my colleagues, we don't treat the same. I don't think you can find two providers that treat the same. And that's sometimes a good thing and a bad thing. But the way I learn, the way you communicate with me is short, quick resolution, things that you can see quickly. But don't give me 50 million things to do at once. Don't give me 10 supplements. I overwhelm and I shut down. So I feel like there's more people like me. And so slow and steady wins the race. And we add things in as needed. I don't prescribe things that are unnecessary. If I'm not sure about something, then I will do that last. I will add that in. I will try everything else. I'm like, you know what? I know this is going to help you. I know this is what you need. And then I talk to you too. Like, hey, can we start with three things? Can we start with four? Like where are you at with this? Are you exercising 5 days a week? Oh no, you're not. Okay. Well, we need to do that first. You know, I tell my patients, it's only 20% me. It's 80% of you and what you do at home.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, I'm sure some of the balancing, like if someone continues to, you know, do their drive through meals or whatever they're doing, they're not going to, you know, lean out and fix their organs the same way someone that's like dedicated to, you know, never becoming a diabetic, even though on my blood work, it said pre-diabetes, which is like, oh, like, I don't want to go there, but it's like, I totally know that I'm not, you know, and I had to make a lifestyle change and a decision that's not what I want for myself. I don't want to be labeled like that. I don't want that feeling in my body. So mm-hmm. I do think a lot of it comes down to like readiness, like you said, like people coming into your space, like when they're ready. Yeah. And then having a version of self-discipline, you know, like, and like not blaming you for their shortcomings through the process.
Right.
You know, it's like, I had to be like, okay, here's a mirror, Teddy. You got to look in it.
Yeah.
But I really liked the day that you said, you know, you can still live your life, but it's like you choose. It's the red wine at the dinner or the roll. You don't get to party and have both.
Right.
And so exactly I just decided, yeah, I just decided alcohol for now is a good thing to let go of because I would rather have the roll with the butter.
Yep. Yep.
And that was easy for me. And someone else would be like, oh, I want the wine. I don't want the roll, you know? And so like, that's what you're saying is like, it's your choice, but you have to make them. There's a lot of choices.
Yep. Exactly. And have the realistic expectations with the choices you make.
Yeah. And we saw that firsthand with our grandmother. So she was diabetic and she was diabetic because of her diet and because she didn't exercise. So it's like in the morning, she'd have her tea, she'd have a buttered roll, she'd have crackers with cream cheese. She was Polish and then our grandpa's Italian. So it was like pastas, everything, gluten, carbs, mm-hmm. made with love and taste delicious. But it's like, but at what cost? So we saw her get neuropathy. We saw her, you know, barely being able to use her fingers and her hands. And it's like, I don't want that. And I don't want that for Teddy. And I don't want that for me. So it is important to look, also like look at your family, look around you. Like we're not all raised by people who give us the best nutritional advice or, you know, are active people because that's just not how we grew up.
I know. Right? Somehow, Brenna,
I can't blame anyone else, but also like, you know, pasta and cake was totally normal in our house.
Not just like on a birthday. It was like cake for breakfast.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's a party. Impressive.
It was a party
every day.
We partied, man.
Well, we are a product of our environment. So if that's the way you're raised, then that's how you're most likely statistically going to live your life too. So break that mold. And I think this generation, our generation, is doing that younger and younger, looking at where did I come from? How was I raised? What do my parents look like? And they look like their parents, right? I don't look like my parents at all because my parents are great. I'm not saying that they're not. They were raised the way they were raised. They had their lifestyle the way they wanted to live their lifestyle. Great. I am not them. I don't want that lifestyle. I want a healthy lifestyle. And I want to emulate that for my children, exercising 5-6 days a week, eating healthy, but still eating the brownie. That's the thing. I love brownie. I love Dr. Peppers. But don't drink 6 Dr. Peppers a day. Drink, you know, 1 to 2 a week, special occasions. Make the lifestyle changes. Because if you don't, if you just starve yourself and don't eat it every day because you're used to eating a brownie every day, you'll do great for a few months. And then you're just going to go back to where you were before eating a brownie every day and increasing that glucose level. It's just not a healthy environment. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah, like you said, slow and steady wins the race, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. And then it's like, you're proud of yourself. Like, it's not fun to do all this work and then fall off the wagon, gain it back, wreak havoc on your body again. You know, like, that's what I'm not even living in that fear. I know that this is going to just be me now, but I'm excited to keep going.
We
so
are too.
Talking about food, though, like, what's something, I know we talk about protein, but like, can you talk about what a healthy protein looks like and like an ideal meal for someone that's like looking to pack their life with protein? Cause I heard you're supposed to have like 1 ounce of protein per pound on your body. It's like, I'd be eating all day.
Yeah. So you're right. There's so many different variations on how much you should be eating, counting those macros. And I'll be the first to tell you, I'm not a nutritionist. I recommend certain things. I recommend certain amounts, but I always refer to the expert. I know where my boundary is. And for me to sit here and tell you, oh, you need to have this much protein, this many vegetables, that's not where I shine. But what I will tell you, this is what I do tell my patients. You should have a colorful plate. I want lots of fruits and veggies. Salads, greens, reds, all of the things, blues. Blues are antioxidants, blueberries, right? I am all about farm-raised beef and chicken. As you know, I myself am a farmer. My husband and I raise our own beef, our own hay. And so that is your own fish, right? So buy from local. Know where your food comes from. That is what I preach to my patients. Know where your vegetables come from. Buy local. It's very important. You know where it is. You know what it comes from. That's the health food journey that I steer my patients towards.
That's awesome. Where do we find local produce in the winter? I feel like it's a lot harder right now.
I agree. It is a lot harder. You're looking more at the canned things, especially here in Idaho. You know, I'm an Arizona native. We grew things all year round, but here, yeah, you're right. You're more of your, I'm saying canned, you canned it, not canned with full sodium that you buy from the grocery store. I'm talking about you bought canned items from a cannery, you know, someone who canned it for you. But you can still find local lettuce here and there. You can still find carrots and, you know, it just depends. But I can get you some names of local where I live, especially local beef. I have an amazing beef dealer. And then veggies and fruit dealer. So yeah, we buy or grow
fruit,
local.
What kind of fruit is right now? The can, what they jammed or canned.
Yeah. Or yeah, exactly. Nothing's growing right now here.
Yeah. I was like, where is this happening?
No, but you know, a lot of people, they'll buy a bunch and freeze it.
Yeah. I got it. We'll have to do that in the spring and summer.
Yeah. I have a girl that we can talk to that is really good with all that and tells us what to do because she tells me what to do. And so I just go get the things out of my cans and my freezer because of the local producers.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's good information to share.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's fun. But
that's my healthy plate.
And it's fun. It's like you're actually taking care of yourself and nurturing yourself.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Well, yeah, I think a big thing with me is like if I eat out or I eat gluten for me, it's like, and then my stomach hurts afterwards. And it's like, why am I doing that over and over and over again? You know, it's like, there's a point in time where it's enough, like cut
back,
just enough. So it is important to like, just, it's like, do the effort, everybody. Teddy's doing it. I'm doing it. You're doing it.
Yep. You can do it. You can do it.
It's so easy. And then once you have your protocol like in place, it's not a time suck. It's nothing. Because I was at the co-op, even this morning I got local eggs, but it's like I was looking at the labels. Everything has canola oil in it. And I'm big about seed oils and not having an inflamed body. So I'm like, even the things I think are, they say like organic or Simple Truth or any of that, it's full of oils that are not good for you. So know where your food coming from, source it local. And we'll have to have a garden and can.
We're going to Brenna's farm.
Go to my farm. That's a way, you know, I ask a lot of people, like, what do you do as a stress relief? And some people say gardening. Gardening is Melanie, my office manager. She has this beautiful English garden, and that woman will not answer her phone for hours because she is just in their gardening. So that's also a good, it's nurturing your body because what you're consuming out of it, but also your cortisol levels, you're happy, you're in your zen, you're in your place. So that's a good area for people to decrease inflammation and decrease stress is gardening.
Yeah,
definitely. That's like earthing, like just being out, because it's like zero, right? Zero EMFs and all that stuff. And we need to find the balance with all the technology that we need and we're blessed to have, because then we can connect and share and learn and not live in a box. But we definitely have to self-check and go outside.
Yes.
100%. I believe you told me that, and that's where I gained more respect for you too, as you talked about like what like my spirituality is and like nature, and it was really a true holistic approach, like with an H, but then the WHO, like the whole body, the whole lifestyle. And it's cool. And so like, is that kind of like why you left the hospital? You weren't able to tell people like the real truth? Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah. So, I mean, there's multiple reasons why I left the federal government, the VA, but I think the biggest one was I wasn't able to treat my vets the way they needed to be treated. that means it was all about, you know, did they get their vaccines? Are they on this med? Are you sure they're on a cholesterol med? Well, I didn't have time to talk about their diet. Well, that's okay, because did you get all this done? Did you check all the boxes on what Big Pharma wants you to check? I'm sorry, I'm just going to say it. And I didn't, you know, then you talk to the vet about their diet and you talk to them about vitamins and they look at you like you're crazy, like you're a voodoo doctor. It's like, no, but we have ingrained and instilled into our patients that they have to take this pill, this magic pill, and that pill is going to fix all. Well, no, what about the other things that let's talk about the baseline. Let's talk about your diet. Let's talk about your vitamins. That is what is going to be the baseline and the building block of your blood pressure, your weight, everything else. And so every time and also hormones, you know, certain practices believe that there is a number that you get your hormones to and then you stop, or you have been on hormones for so many years, then you stop. Ethically, I just couldn't do that. That's not true. The evidence does not support that. You take them off their hormones and they're going to go back to where they were beforehand. They're going to start having cardiovascular disease, osteoporosis, depression, feeling quote unquote crazy again. So I couldn't do that. And I was done. And so I left. I left so that I could actually treat my patients the way that they deserve to be treated.
That's awesome. I can't believe that like vitamins and nutrition would be like poo-pooed upon in any medical setting.
Yeah, it's, you only have certain amount of time to see a patient and discuss everything with them. And you have to have all your boxes checked so that insurance pays you back. I don't know how much I can say here or what I should and should not say, but I'll just be honest. And that is the thing that's at the bottom of the totem pole.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that for everybody. That is not true for everyone.
Yeah, but it is frustrating. We see it everywhere. It's like the money matters the most, the person and their health, you know, and it's like we're a country where it's like slowly our eyes are like awakening to like what we're consuming. But it's like so maddening to me when I went to the OBGYN and I was telling her about my painful periods and my back pain and everything. And the first thing she wanted to do, she gave me a pamphlet for birth control.
Birth control. I was just going to say, can I tell you what she said it should be?
Yeah. I'm like 34 year old. I'm not on birth control. I don't want to ever be on birth control. Like I just don't want to. That's my personal preference. And then it's just like, you're not listening to me. You know what I mean? But she's checking her boxes. She's getting her prescription. She thinks filled. And I'm just, dude,
it's just frustrating,
you know. And then it's the same thing. It's like, I don't want to wake up 70 sick in a hospital. I want to live my life healthy now and take care of myself and prevent my, like, you know, any of that top three illnesses to get me. You know, I love seeing couples that are out in their 70s traveling the world, retired and happy and mobile, and their brain is there and they're have friends. And, you know, it's just like, that's how life is supposed to be. I don't want to be in a hospital.
Yeah.
Right.
It's easier to live that kind of longevity when you're in balance and in flow with who you're supposed to be and how your body's, you know, naturally compositioned to look and feel like. And sorry, but it's like, I know I wasn't supposed to be over 200 pounds. That's true. You know, just not meant to carry all that weight and fat around and suffocating from the inside out. Kind of scary, guys.
It is.
You know? And but talking so about...
Different. Oh, yeah.
What, Sonia?
No, I was just going to say, I was at a gym and I was lifting weights like 4 to 5 times a week. And I felt like it was like giving me too much testosterone, or I don't know what. It's like afterwards, cortisol. It was like... Yeah, cortisol. I was like, my cortisol levels are probably spiking after all this. And then I looked around the gym one day and I'm like, I don't want my body to look like anyone's here, any woman's here. Because the men, it's like, they look great. They look like a triangle, you know, whatever. But it's like, for me, I was like, I don't want to look like these people. What am I doing here? This didn't feel, the movement didn't feel right. Mm-hmm. And it's like, another thing is like, I had to trust my intuition, because the guy would keep coming up to me and be like, do 35 pounds, do 35 pounds. It's like, no, I like my 8-pound dumbbell, you know, or my 10 pounds. It's like, stop pushing this on me. Like, this doesn't feel right. So I think that goes into nutrition as well as environment, as well as fitness and movement, I'm like, I like Pilates, I like walking, I like yoga, and that's what's right for me.
Exactly. That's why no two people are the same. And you have to, as a provider, you have to understand your patient. And for you, I'm not going to sit here and tell you, oh, you need to go do resistance training 5 to 6 days a week, because you're going to look at me like, no, I hate that. I don't want to do that. So then I have to figure out, okay, so you're into Pilates. All right, so let's do XYZ, you know, and so that you can still get your resistant training in for lean muscle mass. You know, that's something that makes a good provider. That's sitting there listening to their patient, understanding how they work.
Mm-hmm. Well, talking about vitamins and like insurance, and you don't take insurance because then you can, you know, heal people the way you want to. Mm-hmm. What is something that, like, I feel like vitamins are a really good entry level thing for people in most pocketbooks as well. Could you talk about maybe what you offer there mm-hmm. with like vitamin B12 shots mm-hmm. and D? Because I feel like if someone could even start there, what, $50?
Right. Exactly. So again, knowing your baseline was one of the first questions you asked. So having that lab report there telling me what that baseline is, so that you can tell, or so you can see what helped. So if I sit here and I prescribe, you know, B12, vitamin D, zinc, whatever that vitamin is, then we can also go back to the lab work and I can show you like, okay, look, your B12 was only 270. Now we have you up to 900. How's your energy? Oh, I feel great. Metabolism, how's your weight loss? Are you noticing some weight loss? No, not really. Okay, well then let's add XYZ in. Same with the vitamin D. We do need a baseline with vitamin D just to see if that is actually what the cause is, because theoretically you can overdose. It's a fat soluble vitamin because it raises calcium as well. That's near nor here, there. But if you have a baseline of vitamin D, you start taking vitamin D, you start feeling better. The brain fog, the fatigue is all, or muscle pain is all going away. Then you know that the vitamins are working. That is what your body needed, but it is always nice to have a baseline. Cost. I'm sorry. That was the other thing. So B12 shots usually run about $20. You get them once a week is what's recommended. They can last in your system up to about 12 to 14 days. There's different types of B12s out there. So again, having a provider that understands you and what you need. Vitamin D is also, I think it's like $20 or $30 an injection. We recommend those once a week to twice a month. And then you can get supplements out of the office. They run anywhere from $20 to $50 for a 3 to 4 month supply. But understanding what you're getting, because you can get anything over the counter nowadays, and knowing that the FDA does not regulate. And again, we don't always want regulation, but the FDA doesn't regulate vitamins. So you really sometimes don't know what you're getting in there. Is it really vitamin C? Is it really vitamin D? Is it the right one? So coming into a provider that offers nutraceuticals, they're pharmacy grade, you know what you're getting in there. And so you know it's going to help your patients.
I didn't know that. So like food, vitamins could have fillers in them too, your capsules, or it couldn't even be like a low grade of whatever.
Yeah,
it's scary. Some could be like, you could also look for like third party tested, right?
Exactly. And all of our nutraceuticals are third party tested, knowing exactly what's in there, no filler product, all natural.
Mm-hmm. People are so shady. Like, you're going to like put some flour in some capsules and try, like, that's sad because someone's just trying to do their best, you know, at Costco or whatever, buying something in bulk and who knows what's in there.
Sometimes that's exactly right.
Total bummer. Like the human race sometimes. Jeez.
It's disappointing.
Disappointing. I'm disappointed.
Profit over people. Yeah. But so if someone wanted to come in, they would just book an appointment with you. Do you do telehealth for anyone who's not in the Treasure Valley?
We don't offer telehealth at this time, but you'd be surprised. We have a lot of patients that come from Washington, Oregon, Utah, Arizona, and I actually have a couple of patients from Canada that come see me as well. So you call the office, you make an appointment, you get your labs done, and then again, you come and sit with me and we have a very in-depth conversation and get a game plan together. It's called shared decision making for a reason. I don't make your decisions for you. I give you great recommendations, and then we decide what we start with together.
That's amazing. Dr. Butler, thank you so much. I know you're a good person and a good human and with good intentions. Just like I know Teddy like talks about you and sings your praises all the time. So thank you for sharing your wisdom with us. We always end our podcast with the question, what makes you feel the most alive?
What makes me feel the most alive? That's a great question. Honestly, they're my kids. My kids make, that's a good one. my kids are everything. That gets you. Everything I do as a provider, as a mom, as a person, as a human, it is for my kids so that my kids have a really good role model. That's what keeps me alive.
I love that so much. Thank you. And then will you let everybody know where to find you online and on Instagram and all that good stuff?
So you can find us on Instagram at Treasure Valley AW. And we're right here in the Treasure Valley in Boise, Idaho. And then you guys, they can just give us a call. Do you want me to say my phone number? I don't care.
I want you to say your phone number.
What is the clinic? It's 208-580-7703. So they can give us a call and we'll get you in. And it might be a little bit of wait, but I promise it is worth the wait.
Awesome. Thanks. Thanks so much, Dr. Butler. Appreciate your time.
Thank you for having me. It was very enjoyable. I loved it. Thank you again. I appreciate it.
Thank you, everybody. Go take control of your health.
Woohoo! Get your power back.
Oh, yeah. Bye, everyone.
Thanks to our guest. For more information on her, see the show notes.
Please hit subscribe if you have not already. That way, a new episode is delivered directly to your feed every week.